Esther chapter 7. So the king and Haman arrived at Queen Esther's banquet. The king again asked Esther, on the second day of the banquet of wine, "What do you want, Queen Esther? It will be granted to you. What is your request? Even if it costs up to half of the kingdom, it will be granted to you." Then Queen Esther replied, "If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be granted to me by my petition, and the lives of my people at my request. For both I and my people have been sold, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to be annihilated. But if we had merely been sold as male and female slaves, I would have held my peace, for such distress would not have justified disturbing the king." Then King Ahasuerus spoke and said to Esther the queen, "Who is he, and where is he who would dare do such a thing?" Esther declared, "The adversary and the enemy is this wicked Haman." Then Haman was terrified before the king and queen. The king rose in his outrage from the banquet of wine and stepped out into the palace garden. Haman stood up to beg Queen Esther for his life, for he realized that the king was determined to destroy him. When the king returned from the palace garden to the banquet of wine, Haman had thrown himself on the couch where Esther was sitting. Then the king said, "Will he even assault the queen before me in the palace?" So as soon as the word went out of the king's mouth, his attendants covered Haman's face. Then Harbona, one of the eunuchs attending the king, said, "Look, there is a 75-foot-high gallows Haman had built at his house for Mordecai, who was the one who spoke to save the king. So the king ordered, hang him on it." So they hanged Haman on the gallows he had built for Mordecai. Then the king's rage subsided.